Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hi guys, welcome back to Relatable with Sui. Is that how we used to do it? Honestly, I don't even remember. I have to listen to my podcast, the previous episodes, because honestly, I feel like I've forgotten how this is supposed to be done. I've been away for so long, but I just want to say I am back. We are back and I am so excited. I am so excited. Everything is kind of like going back to normal in my life. First of all, I want to start by saying where I have been or what really happened, why I wasn't recording for the past months. That's because I went away for some months. I went for work, you know, we gotta make money. I went for work for like some months and honestly, recording and editing was practically impossible. I couldn't record, I couldn't edit, so I had to like put everything on standby. And then after I got back to my hostel, like the university and all that, my city, I just had to like settle down. I had a lot of things to do and so I was just caught up in all these things and I just didn't find time to like prepare and be able to record and all that. And I also lost one of my recording equipment, yeah, which is sad, but we move anyways. Yeah, so now we are back, but with a little bit of changes. You know how we used to post every week? This time around it's gonna be a bit different. We're going to be posting twice a month, but if things get better, if I can handle school, because the reason is school is getting a little bit hectic, you know, being in fourth year, there's just so much work to do and I have to be able to balance school and my podcast and many other things. So just to be able to balance, I decided I'll post twice a month to make it easier for me. Yeah, but if things get better or I see that I can handle them both, then we'll probably continue with our weekly uploads. But for now, let's stick to the twice a month uploading. So that's where I've been. I was working and now we're back. So today, basically, I just wanted to talk about how I went off track or how I've been off track. Things have not obviously been the same since quarantine, no, before work and all that. I was very active. I was doing a lot of things. I was being super productive. But after I went away for work and came back, I just like lost track of most of the things that I used to do, all those productive things that I, you know, used to do. I kind of like lost track a bit. And now I'm just trying to get back on track, you know, slowly. Me actually recording this podcast right now, like, this is a big plus for me. I am going to reward myself after this, I tell you, because if there's one thing I like doing, right, I like recording these things. I enjoy doing this, but I hate editing. So if you're listening to this right now, it's probably edited, it's done, and I am proud of myself. Just know that I am out there somewhere enjoying life and praising myself and feeling good about myself. I have accomplished something. It's really a big deal. You might not understand, but to me, it's really a great step moving forward. Yeah, so, and I'm sure I am not the only person, right? I'm sure there's like 100 other people out there who are probably in the same shoes as mine. You know, when quarantine started, we were all excited. We wanted to be productive. We all wanted to do something, but then you probably went, you know, off track, and now maybe you're still not on track. Is that even correct? Or you've already gotten back, good for you. But if you were trying to get on track and all that, you know what, that's, you should actually give yourself a hand, because making that step, making that move is actually something so brave and awesome. Like, you should love yourself for that. So today, basically, what I wanted to talk about in this episode, I wanted to talk about, you know, us trying to get back on track. So here are some things that I have been trying to do myself just to help myself get back on track and all that. I am hoping that, you know, we'll get somewhere, you know, by the end of, I don't know when. I don't want to give myself a deadline so that I can panic. Yeah, we can do this together. Don't worry. We're in this together. So the first thing is you identify the reasons why you went off track. Like, what happened? Why didn't you continue? Was it because you became busy? And what was making you busy? Was it something that was so important or it was something that was so useless? So once you identify those things, it will be way easier for you to know exactly how you're going to get back. If it means you managing your time, you're going to know now that, oh, okay, it was because I never knew how to manage my time and this is the reason why this happened. It's a very great step to actually starting. I think that's like the most important step to actually helping yourself get back on track. The second thing is you start slow. Start slow and small. Don't put pressure on yourself. Don't get back to your old to-do list, you know, full time, like 1 to 10. You want to do all these big things, you know, all these, a lot of things in one day and all that, or in a short amount of time. Give yourself time. Start slow. If you haven't been to the gym in 2 months and you go to the gym the first day and you decide to be there for hours, I promise you, you won't go back the next day. Exercise for 3 minutes, exercise for 5 minutes, and congratulate yourself and say, you know what? I actually got the energy. I stood from my bed. I got into my attire and I did something for 3 minutes. I am doing fine. Start small and slow. Make adjustments on time. Don't stress yourself. My third point, forgive yourself, okay, for going off track. It's not even a crime. It's human. It's okay. So you forgive yourself for going off track. Embrace those, you know, failures, embrace the flaws, and just accept and say, okay, you know what, fine, I became lazy and I stopped doing this and this, but you know what, I'm going to try again, because there's nothing wrong with getting back on your feet. And then the fourth thing is find someone to make you feel guilty. I'm telling you, this is something that has worked for me, to be honest. I have people who actually make me feel guilty. And honestly, I'm just thankful for those people, because without them, I feel like sometimes I wouldn't do certain things. I'm just guilty sometimes and shy, like, oh my God, if I don't do this, they're going to say, oh, so we didn't do that. Yeah, so find yourself someone to make you feel guilty, someone to just help you keep yourself in check, kind of. And then the fifth thing is make your to-do list, of course, and your goals. It will be so much easier, you know, just start out small. Make sure you don't forget what you're supposed to do. Put reminders. Then the sixth and the last thing is celebrate your small victories. Every time that you accomplish something, no matter how small it is, make sure you congratulate yourself. Make sure you treat yourself and make yourself feel better. It will just encourage you to do more stuff next time. Yeah, so basically that's what I wanted to talk about. I have nothing more to talk about, but yeah, that's how I'm actually trying to get back on track slowly, and I'm hoping that everything gets back to normal, and I'm hoping the same for each and every person who's listening to this right now. Thank you guys for listening. As usual, as always, I am always grateful when you guys listen, and I am hoping for the best for everybody else, and I hope everybody is healthy and fine. But yeah, on today's episode, we are gonna end here. I hope you guys will join me again in the next episode. I am so happy that we're back, and I hope that nothing is going to stop us this time around. We will find a way. Thank you.